The basis for racial segregation is complex, involving a combination of government policy, individual bias, and market forces. U.S. cities have a long history of very explicit geographic racism, largely but not exclusively aimed at African Americans. In the early 20th century, there were cities that practiced true apartheid, with zoning laws used to prohibit people of color from moving into certain neighborhoods. Until a 1948 Supreme Court case, it was also legal to place deed restrictions on homes, prohibiting their sale to presumably undesirable ethnic and racial groups. Discrimination in rental and sale of housing became illegal under federal law only in the 1960s. And even now, as Turner's article makes clear, Black and Latino households may be steered away from white neighborhoods. Government policies have also played a role, facilitating what is often called white flight to the suburbs with mortgage programs that might overtly or covertly exclude African Americans. Public housing programs in some cities also contributed to racial segregation. In Boston, there were clearly designated white projects and Black projects. I was a planning student in Boston in the 1980s when a federal judge finally ordered the Boston Housing Authority to end this practice. I'd urge you to view the first half of the Two Societies episode from the Eyes in the Prize series, focused on desegregation efforts in Illinois.